What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Base is empty and the 2-2 pitch from Helsley. And Bush swings and misses and the ball game is over. The Cardinals have beaten the Cubs 8-6 here at Wrigley.
Hit and run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
That, the final out from Pat and Ron on the Cubs radio network. Stopped in and said hello to those guys yesterday. Before the ball game, it's me, Matt Spiegel, here with you on 670 The Score. We'll try and connect with our guest, Chris Burke, in the coming moments. I know he is on the East Coast somewhere at one of his son's baseball tournaments. So I know that he was trying to squeeze us in between games, and I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk to him. If not right now, then a little bit later. But I've got my scorecard here. From the game yesterday, I always try to keep score when I go to the games, especially if it's the day before I'm going to be on the air. And I did a mediocre job of keeping score along the way because it was absurdly hot, like outrageously, uncomfortably, problematically hot. My sister, who I went with at one point, said, "Is it 110 degrees?" And I said, "I don't know. Feels like it. Feels like it." But it was really... really, really nice to be out there in good seats and be close and get a chance. I'll tell you, we had a really cool opportunity to sit down near just to the right of the Cubs dugout and to see the celebration after Michael Bush's home run off of a lefty. Just to be able to look to the left and see the dugout pumped and celebrating was a crazy cool opportunity. I got to tell you. And like seeing the body language of all those dudes super psyched for Bush. And then he goes in there. And also there was like confirmation that they were right, you know? So even before Bush got back there, there were high fives and there were coaches talking to each other. Cause it's a big deal. It's a big deal to get, to make the decision to have him in that lineup instead of Justin Turner. It's a big deal. You might think, oh, it's a long time coming. Where the hell they've been? These are not push button decisions. This is stuff that they absolutely focus on and freak out about and try to make sure that they, you know, obsess about. So to see that work out in that way was really cool. An observation from a casual Cub fan sitting next to me, who was indeed my sister. But I wonder if it fits with any of you at all. Because Pete Crow Armstrong does something that's going to get old fast, man. And maybe it's already starting to get old. After a big strikeout, I think it was the sixth inning, with men on base, super frustrated, slamming the bat down on the ground, slamming the helmet down on the ground, ripping off the arm guard, ripping off the shin guard, throwing it on the ground, going and picking up the helmet again and throwing that on the ground, and then piling all that stuff up there on the side for the clubby to then go get it. We'll talk about this a little bit more, maybe even tomorrow on Spiegel and Holmes. It's going to get old fast. And I know with Pete, the emotions are close to the surface, that's for sure. And that can be a really good thing about Pete. But seeing that body language is not, it doesn't feel healthy in that sense. It is Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel, here with you on 670 The Score. We go out to the guest line, and joining us on The Score hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, is Chris Burke. He of ESPN Television. You see him calling College World Series games. You see him calling Cubs and Guardians this week at Wrigley Field. And right now we interrupt him at one of his son's tournaments. Is it a baseball tournament? Sorry to interrupt you. Thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it. How's it going?
Oh, my pleasure. No, you're not interrupting. The only thing you're interrupting, which is why I missed your call the first couple times, is I am neck deep in draft prep. So,
Good. Well, yes. Good.
We could talk about maybe who the Cubs and the White Sox are going to draft.
Oh, let's do that. Let's do that because there are listeners that are dying for that. Let me ask you a general question though about it because I've been thinking about it. Like, if you have a big time college career, you know, like you play 3 years at a high level in college, how much minor league seasoning do you really need as a player or a pitcher before you're ready for the pros? Like, what do they have to learn still, in your estimation, Chris?
Well, it's a great question. One, I think that it's clearly been reconsidered over the last decade or so by major league clubs, as most of the sport has been reconsidered by major league clubs. I think when I was drafted, there was very much a thought that a hitter needs 1,000 at-bats and a pitcher needs a couple hundred innings. And I think that's clearly been debunked. What does a player have to learn? I think this may sound really basic, but I think it's a big part of the learning curve is playing every day. So for a starting pitcher specifically, you got to be ready to take the ball every fifth day. For a position player, you have to be ready to answer the bell physically, mentally, emotionally every day. And yes, there is definitely some physical style of play things that need to be learned, whether that be from a hitter standpoint, prove you can hit and discern certain types of pitches, or from a pitching standpoint, prove that you can get a certain type of hitter out or execute a third pitch, or, you know, whatever that case might be. But I do think for the highest level of college player, the game is evolved at such a high level, and from a position player standpoint especially, that they're forced to face such high levels of velocity,
yeah,
that there are fewer things that they have to prove from a can he do it standpoint, and it's more of a can this person do it every day standpoint, I feel like. And once clubs feel comfortable about it, it's like, let's get them to the big leagues. And I think it makes a lot of sense. Now, I'm not saying all those players are always ready all the time, but I also think sometimes the let's make them prove it for 1,000 at-bats or 800 at-bats or whatever mentality was well overdone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris Burke with us here on 670 The Score. How about for a pitcher now? Because I feel like we see them move fast. Like, if a dude can throw – it feels like a dude can throw, and then I'm wasting bullets in the minor leagues. You know, it's like, and I love, like, the White Sox seem to be being very aggressive under Brian Bannister in promoting their guys up and trying to use their bullets in ways that they will learn the most from. So that efficiency seems to make sense.
I think it makes a ton of sense. I played with a guy named Roy Oswalt, who, if you go back and look at his career, like, the Astros probably missed out on I'm going to say it, two seasons of some of Roy's best bullets. I mean, he was sitting there striking out 12 to 15 guys a night in Double A, and I think we've proven that if you're doing that in Double A, you're probably at least going to be ready to be a meaningful major league arm. And I think, you know, you've seen it with Skeens, you see it with Chase Burns, like we saw it with Rhett Lauder at the end of last year, like get guys up. Garrett Crochet came right up to the big leagues, right? Get guys up, get their best bullets, and if they've got some things to learn, you can figure it out. I think in today's world too, especially with these guys with such high level stuff, they're not really asked to command the ball as much as they used to be. Yeah, you have to throw strikes, but the idea that you got to paint corners and have four pitches and those kinds of things, a lot of those styles of thinking have kind of gone by the wayside. So, again, Chase Burns had a rough second outing, but his first outing, he struck out six Yankees in the first two innings. So I think a lot of these, and Paul Skeens has been the best pitcher in baseball, maybe not named Terrence Skubal for, you know, the last 2 years. So yeah. I think once you see that a guy, again, once he proves he's ready to answer the bell every fifth day, I'd get him up there.
Is there a position player who absolutely rakes, who could get to the big leagues fast for the White Sox at number 10 overall?
You know, it's interesting. Everybody I keep seeing comped to the White Sox, it's either going to be one of the top four college pitchers or it's going to be one of these high school shortstops. So I haven't really seen many college bats tied to the White Sox.
Interesting.
I think Ivar Arquette, the top shortstop in the college group, is going to be off the board. The first hitter that I would think they would think about if he gets to them would probably be Ike Irish, who's a catcher / right fielder from Auburn. And he could be fast moving for sure. It seems like here recently that he's been kind of a trendy pick to take a cut and maybe even go before the White Sox, which don't get me started on the fact that the White Sox picked 10th. I mean, what are we doing? How did the White Sox get the 10th pick? I mean, you talk about an unlucky draw. But
hey, man, it's the Rockies next year. It's the Rockies next year, too. You know?
It's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I like the lottery just to keep teams from tanking, but, like, man, that's rough to go to 10th after the year the White Sox had. But I guess if there's one hitter that I think could possibly get to the White Sox that would be very quick moving, it would be Ike Irish.
Chris Burke got a chance to do Cubs and Guardians this week. What was that like for you to drop in for a midweek one-off and get to sit in that booth with Boog, with our mutual friend Boog Shambi, and do that game? How was that experience for you?
It was very surreal. My favorite play. I have called a game for ESPN Radio at Wrigley Field, so that was neat to go back. But my favorite place as a player to play was Wrigley Field, so I hold that place in just such a high regard. I absolutely love being at that ballpark and in that city, especially in the summertime. So the opportunity to call those games and sit in the booth next to Boog, who maybe is my favorite play-by-play voice of all time. I just think he's got one of the greatest voices ever. It was a little surreal. I had to remind myself that I was like calling the game and not listening to it. I had to pinch myself and remind myself I need to speak up here and talk. So, but the Cubs are rolling. The place has such an insane energy about it right now. And so it was a experience I'll always remember. And to do it with my partner in crime, Kyle Peterson, and sit next to him while doing that was a blast.
That's awesome. What Cub did you enjoy getting to know the most, like in terms of like getting a chance to do the research on and maybe talk to or just really get up close, be like, oh man, I get it. I get why this guy's good.
Yeah, it's a great question. It was cool to dive into PCA and to look at his heat map, which is the craziest looking heat map I've ever seen. And he's just such a joy to watch. I mean, what a neat talent. But probably Kyle Tucker. You know, I've been familiar with Kyle Tucker for a while, but I haven't nerded out and really dove into his data as much as I did this time around. And he is a fascinating study, especially on the verge of being a free agent. When you look at his heat map and how it's every single home run he's hit has been to the pull side. His entire heat map is on the inside part of the plate. The whole league knows that. That's not like a secret. Yet he still hits and walks, and he's got this insanely low maintenance vibe to him that everybody that knows him talks about, just how he's just such a regular Joe, yet he's, you know, a superstar by every measure. And so he's one that I'm like really fascinated to see where he ends up next year and what kind of contract he gets and just how his career unfolds, because he truly is one of the most underrated, or under the radar, maybe not underrated, but kind of under the radar superstars in the sport.
Yeah, that's fascinating stuff right there. I'm thinking about pitchers still trying to bust him inside, but he just keeps doing it, and they keep trying. What the hell's wrong with them? You know, I don't know.
I'm just telling you, if you look at the heat map, it's kind of comical. But we do – this is not a back-in-the-day kind of thing, because I think Kyle Tucker is so elite that whatever people would do to him or whatever the game needed him to do, he would do.
Yeah.
But there are so many pitchers now that just – the catcher sets up middle and they just throw their best stuff, that Kyle Tucker's learned if he just waits him out, he's going to get something he wants to hit. Back in the day, you had a little bigger strike zone. You had way more pitchers that were trying to nibble. And if a hitter had that kind of glaring heat map, I don't know that you'd ever see a pitch with any kind of regularity on the inner half of the plate. But that's not true, and he knows it. And so he just waits him out, and he's okay to take his walks. So it's pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah, one of very few guys. I think last year, more walks than strikeouts among qualified hitters last year was mm-hmm. him, and it was Soto, and it was Mookie Betts, and Stephen Kwan, I think, were the four. You know? I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
so,
well, and if you Kwan's obviously in a different category from a power standpoint, but if you look at those other two guys, they make a lot of money.
Yes, they do. I think
Kyle Tucker's about to make a lot of money, and it'll be interesting if it's the Cubs that give it to him or somebody else.
Yeah, well, that's why we've got big ideas on some radio gestures and wacky bits that we think might keep Kyle Tucker here. I'll tell you some other
there
time, Chris. It's very okay. it's really advanced stuff. Chris Burke played in the big leagues for the Astros for a good long while. And I didn't even realize this morning because look, the first thing that we thought about when we got, oh my God, we're having Chris Burke on, is I got to play this highlight right here from the NLDS in 2005. It's pretty rare to get to be a guy that doesn't just end a game, but a guy that ends an entire series. Here we go. Play it, Sean.
Swing and a drive, left field, way back. Series in 18 innings, Houston pulls it out to go back to the league championship for the second straight year.
All they talked about when the Astros were 15-30 was the fact that they were too old. Roger Clemens, too young. Chris Burke. Well, all of a sudden, they came together and did something that had never been done before. 15 games under 500, into the postseason, now on to the National League Championship Series.
338, and up and over the left field wall for a game winner. And a stroke of a lifetime for Chris Burke.
Man, I hope you don't mind that we played that whole thing, Chris. That was fun to hear. Maybe you don't mind reveling in that thing for a second. I love how much of that call is about the Astros and the team and the whole series. And, oh, by the way, yeah, you. That's a nice way to contextualize it. It's about everybody right there.
Yeah, no, I thought Dave O'Brien and Rick Sutcliffe, I didn't even remember that Rick was calling the game, so that's pretty cool. And those two guys are two of the best to ever do it, so they nailed it. Now sitting in the seat that I sit in now, it's informative, and it's a nice learning moment to listen to the way they recapped it. But it's also funny how you can tell what the storyline was there the last three innings that he said makes the Houston Astros and Roger Clemens a winner. I mean, that people forget that was Roger's only relief appearance of his career.
Wow.
And so that was really cool. And matter of fact, a neat little side story to that was it's funny, again, being in the TV business now, Erin Andrews was the on-field reporter, and they told her, get Roger Clemens. Like, who cares about Chris Burke? Get Roger Clemens. And I just think that's hilarious. So she gets Roger Clemens, and she's interviewing Roger Clemens. Well, I'm hugging all my teammates. You know, we're off to the side doing our celebrating, and I start to walk back towards the dugout, and Roger grabs me, pulls me into the interview, and he looks at Erin and he says, how about the kid? And he walks off.
Wow.
And that's just a moment of Roger was such a great teammate. People don't realize what a great dude he was. But also Erin has told me that story about how she was totally flustered because, you know, okay, I got a Roger Clemens for my interview. I have a whole series of questions to ask Roger Clemens. She had no thought of interviewing me, and then there I was. So I can empathize with how difficult that would have been. But, of course, she nailed it. She's done all right for herself in the broadcasting world.
Yeah, she's doing fine. She's doing totally fine. Mm-hmm. I love hearing that about Roger dragging you in for that moment. That's super cool. And then Chris, so I didn't realize till this morning, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, so did he face Bobby Jenks? Did Burke get a chance to face the late Bobby Jenks? Ninth inning of the last game of the World Series, Jason Lane is on first after a leadoff single. And what's it like to go out there against Bobby Jenks, who at that point was this phenom out of nowhere with absurd and powerful stuff?
Well, I tell people all the time, like, you know, I faced, I don't know, not nearly as many as you would face in today's game, but I probably faced a dozen dudes at 300 miles an hour. But Bobby, to my knowledge, didn't throw a pitch that I faced against him that was harder than 100, even though, you know, I know things were a little different then with some of the specifics, but he would sit there and pitch at 100. It was, to me, his was the hardest, whatever that means. I don't think it actually means anything, but just as a hitter, it felt like you felt like you heard the seams coming at you. It got there in a way that felt the loudest, if that makes any sense. And to face him in 38 degree weather in game two of the World Series wasn't a blast. But I actually walked off in game two, if you remember, Bagwell singles with one out. Then I walked. We got to second and third on a wild pitch. And then Jose Vizcaino singled me and Bagwell home. And we tied it off. And then Podsednik walked us off in the bottom half of that inning. But that was an incredible game two. And then, in game four, what I tell people this all the time, one of the great regrets of my career was I came up, like you said, it was a 1-0 game or a 2-0 game, whatever it
one
was
nothing.
There in game
1-0.
1-0, yeah. And Jason Lane's on first base. And so Bobby had walked me on four pitches in game two. So here I am, I think I was pinch hitting in game four, and count goes 2-0. So the guy's throwing me six straight balls, you know. And so I take. I'm just like, this guy didn't throw me a strike. Maybe I got some force field going on here. I'm just going to take. And he threw it right down the middle. And I always think to myself, I wonder what would have happened if I'd have swung at that 2-0 fastball. I don't like remembering that pitch very well. And then on 2-1, I think he got me to pop up on a 2-1 slider. And Juan Uribe made that great play into the stands, which I'm still a little bit mad at the Houston fans for. They just the seas parted, and they just let him go into the crowd and make that great catch. And then Orlando Palmeiro grounded out, and that was the ball game. But, man, what a great series. You know, history remembers that we got swept, but that was an incredible series. Every single game was really a classic.
Man, you are so right. And I was at that game, too, and I'd forgotten that you walked off Jenks in that game. Thank you for bringing us back there. But my
no, we didn't
good.
Walk them off. We tied them up, and then they walked us off.
Like, yeah, 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 yeah. No, it's because I remember White Sox fans wouldn't leave that place, man. White Sox fans just stayed out there and sang and sang and sang because they were, I mean, it'd been such a great year and such a good season for them, and then up 2-0, that they're thinking they might not be coming back, and they
did.
That's
right. And the Pope was there.
Yeah. That is, Chris Burke, the Pope has seen you play. I mean,
that's
come
right.
on.
That's it.
I mean, yeah, dude, we've been having so much fun with that. It's insane. The Pope was there.
Yes,
it's crazy.
There. Crazy.
So, and I forgot that you're the guy who that pop-up, the Uribe pop-up is you. That's what's an
that's
one of the most memorable plays. Unbelievable. Chris Burke, thank you so much, man. This has been a pleasure. Really nice to get to know you like this, and thanks for all your great work, and we'll do it again sometime, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, that was fun. Sorry for missing the first phone call. I apologize. All right.
No, you're good, man. Thank you, Chris. That's Chris Burke from ESPN. Oh, man. Incredible stuff. All right, we got some time to open the phone lines the rest of this half hour and the rest of this hour at 312-644-6767 if you want to. We'll do Team of the Moment next hour, and we'll talk to Kate Horton at 1120 on 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And the 3-2, the runner at first goes, a deep fly ball to left. This is going to leave the yard. Long home run for Pozo. And the Cardinals take an 8-5 lead here in the top of the eighth inning.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
So being at Wrigley yesterday and seeing that home run go deep, deep, deep into left and so high. A lot of times you're watching a ball go high and you're like, oh, that's too high. That'll come down and that'll be an out. Oh, no, that one's not going to come down. Woo, look at that. That's kind of the experience that happens sometimes watching a home run ball. You're like, oh, yeah, that's high. Sure, that's just a fly ball. Oh, no, it is not. It is very, very gone. And that one was very gone. I had a realization that the Brad Keller conversation is forever changed the rest of this Cubs season. And I don't mean that that's indicative of who he is and it's not a good year or signing or career turn or anything like that. What it just means is that every time that I bring up on any show that Brad Keller's been great and what a find, or I bring up, you know, I think he's closer material, or hey, yeah, I think that's your eighth inning guy, or like all of those things. Every time I bring it up, there's going to be people saying, I don't know. Cause that one yesterday, that left a mark, didn't it? That left a mark because it's five runs. It's the Cardinals. It's a blown lead. It is deep home runs, multiple ones. There's a bad play on the infield with the bunt. And then there are questions about how this all went down. I want to hear some of this stuff, Sean, about from Keller and about Keller. So let's hear Brad talking about the blow up in the eighth, because he's been so, so good. And then that whole thing got away from him. It was kind of jarring to the system because of how good he's been. Here's Brad Keller on that.
First hole shot challenge here. Went right into his barrel. Good high ball hitter. A blooper, then a bunt, and then shot through the hole. Just try to limit the damage at that point. And got to put a good swing on a backup slider. So just got to make better pitches in those moments. And it's frustrating, but he'll live to fight tomorrow.
It's just pitch after pitch after pitch has to be really good and really competitive and really on point. And Keller's been all of that. Here's Craig Counsell on the eighth inning rally as well.
Segesi kind of blooper with two strikes. You know, they got a bunt hit. And then he just hung a slider. Simple as that. You know, the other stuff was some ground balls. Obviously Burleson hit a ball good. They hit some hard ground balls through. Just one of those days, you know. They used a couple, you know, balls in play for hits and got a big swing on a pitch that Brad missed.
So that's Counts being very kind of like matter of fact about the whole thing. Let's hear Cliff Floyd from the Marquee broadcast after the game talking about why Brad Keller has to pitch inside more. And it's interesting because Keller does pitch inside and he has pitched inside. And I've talked about that stuff with him on the air, off the air. And he was like the moment where he hit Vargas and, you know, and how all that has worked out. So it's interesting, Cliff Floyd, circling in on that.
Brad Keller has to pitch inside more.
You think he's going too much outside?
You know, when you look at the swings, they don't fear the inside pitch. And if I can dive out, you know, I know I can hit a ball to left field. For certain dudes that's one-dimensional that pull the baseball, then it doesn't really matter because he's probably going to roll over.
But him with 98, he should work inside.
Yeah. But, well, see, this right here is a pitch 97 up in the zone, not in, right? This pitch right here is away, you know, letting these guys extend their arms. So these are things that scout reports,
well,
that's a
backdoor. Yeah.
That's a backdoor angle right there. It's going to get hit 90% of the time at the big league level.
Yeah.
So as you're watching him, as good as he's been, probably – one, if you think about relievers and going to the All-Star game, his name comes up because that's
sure
how good he's been. He's been awesome. But when you think about, you know, we always talk about game plans and how we game plan and how you go about hitters meetings. Well, this is what we talk about. When you're really good, you have to pay attention to detail. And if I have to look at a Brad Keller coming in late in the game, guess what I'm going to do? I got to eliminate what he doesn't do best. And he doesn't come inside. So if he doesn't come inside, he gives me a chance to lean out over and trust 100% that I'm going to get that pitch I'm looking for.
Man, that's great stuff from Cliff Floyd. That's really, really good. Cliff knows his stuff, will tell you stuff, and will speak the truth. Brad Keller needs to pitch inside more. There you go.
That's really good. There's a touch more of that, right? A little more from Cliff on Keller throwing inside. Let's roll.
As a hitter, you fear, you know, what a guy is really good at. You fear if a guy is really good at coming inside, I fear that, right? Because I don't want the ball in on my hands. When you give me the luxury to leak out over the plate, it's just my mind can eliminate and put my focus on where I think this baseball is going to be. That's what I'm saying. So his stuff is really good. 97, 98 plays at a big level.
He's hit 99.
And when you look at what these pitches are, they're on the black away. But if I'm looking that way, I don't have to do much. But it's just bat to baseball.
Man, that's really good. There's a great article in The Athletic this week about Logan Webb, who's having a really good season, and he's got a cut fastball that he has been mixing in more, and it's a terrible pitch on its own. On its own, and Eno Saris writes about it, and Andrew Baggerly. It's a terrible pitch on its own in terms of how people hit it, because they do hit it. They hit it very hard. I think the batting average against on that pitch is like 445. And you're like, why the hell is he throwing that pitch? And the reason he's throwing that pitch is because he believes that great lefties like Otani and Freddie Freeman fear it just a little bit because it's a cutter that goes in on their hands. And then what it does, it makes them afraid to extend their arms and makes them afraid just a tiny bit to really extend and go out there and get the stuff over the plate and hit it well. Here's the paragraph by Eno and Andrew Baggerly. The reason Webb credits some of his success this year to the cutter is because of how it fits into his repertoire. It acts like the bitters in a well-crafted cocktail. Terrible on its own, but improves the flavor of everything else. And you only need a dash of it. Is that great writing or what? To make it visceral. So, and there are analytics dudes, you know, whose names I won't mention, Boog, who would say that's a bad pitch. He says, stop throwing it. But Logan Webb is the one out there doing it. He's like, no, you don't understand. It's messing with their timing and their comfort level. And that makes my job easier with the other stuff. So that brings up kind of an analytics versus feel thing that exists and it will forever exist. And Brad Keller might need to throw it more inside. And maybe, that's really interesting. That's good stuff. All right. 312-644-6767. Paul is in Valpo and has been extremely patient. Thanks for hanging, Paul. Appreciate it, man. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thank you. And rest in peace to Bobby Jenks and prayers out to his family and great tributes to all day. But, the caller, I think you called him Down or Dan. I thought it made some good points on the Sox rebuild. You mentioned kind of the broadcast as well. I guess from your perspective, I know you don't want into another segment, but what do you see there as far as their minor league talent that is coming up besides the lefty pitchers and probably Braden Montgomery? Because I don't see any of these guys in the major. I mean, they've talked about playing 10 to 11 rookies and the most rookies in baseball. Do you see any of those guys as great major league players or even like probably average major league players that are there maybe besides Teal? So, I mean, how long are you looking at this rebuild? If they also kind of have a bad reputation for developing fielder, position players.
Yeah, they do. They do. But, you know, we'll see. Braden Montgomery, I think, has star material. So he's probably a next year guy. Okay. We'll see if Colson can get it done. That is, he's got star skill set. I don't know whether he's star material. I think Teal and Caro are that could be a very solid catching tandem for years to come. That's good. In terms of position guys, I think Chase Mydroth can be, you know, he's got a lot of Nico Horner to his game. I like his game and he can be useful all over the place. Nico's a real good big leaguer. It's good to have guys like that, but they need more. I mean, they got a draft and they might need to package some of their young pitchers for a couple of young position players. I think they did a pretty good job with Vargas, and now they've actually done some developing on Vargas in terms of using their biomechanics guy to help him figure out where to move his hands, and that's gotten an effect. They got to do stuff like that. I think they're set up as an org to do a little bit better of a job like that. But yeah, no, there's no doubt that they need more dudes. But the caller didn't make any of those points. you're asking me, and now I am making some of those points, and maybe you are making some of those points. But the caller was talking about just what he's watching on the big league level, and I didn't get that nuance from him. So I refute your refuting of that. What did Downer Dan call back? Is that what happened?
No. I thought it was funny that we were doubling up on the Downer Dan. Dan.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Downer Paul. Yeah, Downer Paul. Well, Downer Paul's been at this a long time.
That's true.
I'm used to. And he went deeper. He asked fair questions that go a little bit deeper. I'm cool with that. He mentioned the passing of Bobby Jenks, and that's been a topic. If you missed it in segment one, I did a good bit of talking about Bobby Jenks, and I'm pleased I got a chance to do so. Let us hear, when we come back, Ozzie Guillen and A.J. Pruszynski talking about Bobby. We'll do that next on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
It is indeed Hit and Run on The Score. We'll talk to Cade Horton of the Cubs in about 30 minutes. Top of the hour, let's talk All-Stars. Who's going to make it? Who should make it? What we expect tonight in terms of Cubs and Sox All-Stars. But Bobby Jenks has passed at age 44. Just incredibly sad to go that young. And what an impactful and memorable dude on Chicago baseball. And 21 years ago, when that 2005 World Series team was dominating, Bobby was a massive, massive part of it. This is A.J. Pruszynski last night on CHSN on what Jenks meant to the team.
I think Ozzie tells a story where we saw him first in spring training, and he was this gigantic man that threw even harder. And when he came up, we didn't know what to expect, really, because everyone had heard it was like he was like a mythical figure, right, Ozzie? I mean, he was like a mythical figure, this Bobby Jenks guy that throws 100 and is out of the woods of Eastern Washington, Idaho, up there, and you're just like, what is this guy all about? And then you got to know Bobby, and he was had a great heart and he meant well. And I tell people he threw 100 before 100 was cool, right? Before everyone threw 100, he was a legit hunter with cut, had a filthy breaking ball, great slider, threw it over the plate. And you know what the thing about Bobby was? He was like a 12-year-old. And he was like a 12-year-old kid away from the field, and he grew up a lot in that time. And to just looking back, he was a prankster, Ozzy. He would do pranks on people. He made bad decisions. We all made some bad decisions. But Bobby, at the end of the day, meant well, and he will be sorely, sorely missed, man.
Wow, there's a lot there. Good on AJ for giving you some realness about what it was like to know him and know him then as a pitcher and as a person. That was... that's interesting to hear and brings up a lot of the stuff that, you know, that we didn't know about Bobby. And I don't want to speak on it, but like him speaking on it, AJ, from his experience is valuable. This is Ozzy Guillen last night talking about Bobby Jenks.
Your thoughts right now as we kind of have still come to grips with the loss of Bobby.
Well, you know, obviously when you lose somebody, we spend so much time with you. But I think to right now is rest in peace. Mm-hmm. It was struggle big time for so many months. I just one thing I wanted is to see him next week. Mm-hmm. But when you talk, we have a talk with a couple of players. It's like everybody was crushed knowing this is going to happen. We don't know how soon it's going to be, but he was in bad, very, very bad shape. When I hear the news this morning, it was like, wow, everything went through my mind. You know, it's just like from the first day I met him, To the last time I played golf with him last year, he just I can still picture. See, he got a truck. He's not SUV. He got a truck. Leaving the golf course, and we talk about a couple of players. He was manager here in Chicago and Crestwood, I think, and he won a couple of players. His player played for me in winter league, and that's the reason we have more in touch during the winter. About try to get those kids to play for the Venezuelan team, and I could have. It's amazing. It's like wow, like you know, it still hit you hard. Still, yeah. Just drop. You know, most of the players I'm talking to right now, they like crush. You know what I mean?
It's Ozzy Guillen talking about Bobby Jenks from last night. Bobby was the manager of the Windy City Thunderbolts in the Frontier League. And he was there just now. He joined the Thunderbolts in 2023. While in Crestwood, he worked, you know, quite a bit with young players. And that's pretty cool that he and Ozzy Guillen shared players. Think about that. So some of the Windy City Thunderbolts players went to the Venezuelan Winter League and played for Ozzy. So while playing golf, Ozzy and Bobby Jenks had a chance to like talk through some of the players that they shared. That's pretty cool. Rest in peace to Bobby Jenks. That's for sure. There'll be tributes along the way, I'm sure, on The Score this week. Spiegel and Holmes tomorrow. We'll get a chance to check in about it and have Chris Tannehill, hardcore White Sox fan and audio savant, get a chance to check in as well. That should be enjoyable. And as enjoyable as grieving gets, folks, to be clear, I'm aware. Believe me, I'm acutely aware. Thanks for listening to Hit and Run here on 670 The Score. Matt Spiegel, Sean Sears is here. Kate Horton in about 20 minutes. Who are the all-stars on the Cubs and Sox? Full team gets announced. Very, very soon. We check in about it next on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.